Questions on Cobb.tv, relevant questions may be aired.
Our world is called the imaginary world. Since, in truth, we have to imagine spirituality. And everything that was given to us, we need in the relationship between us to establish a state where this is how we imagine spirituality. And there cannot be any more spirituality or a different spirituality relative to what we are building in corporeality. We're seemingly, we are trying to raise this world into the spiritual world. Of course, it doesn't say anything about our control over matter. Matter seemingly exists. It doesn't exist, but that's already for higher degrees. But at the very least, whatever belongs to relationships between friends, within the framework of and to the extent we can keep those relationship, we have to relate to them, we have to relate to that opportunity of ours to truly draw into those relationships, meaning into our world, spiritual laws. Just like when kids play, they play together all those games of the grown-ups, and they have accordingly toys for it. They have fire trucks, and they play doctors or teachers, construction workers, and so on and so forth. We need to understand that this is a serious game. It's a serious thing. It's a serious business. And as much as we wish to forcefully build these relationships for them to happen, accordingly, this is the problem, that typically we are used to disregard one another, not pay attention to one another, or maybe not even that. We're simply stuck inside ourselves. These relationships go from one extreme to the other. So if we could imagine to ourselves that the friend contains the correct, complete, correct description, depiction of the end of correction, we will treat him differently. Since if each one judges or flaws according to his own flaws, then I certainly see my own flaws, and in truth, everyone is in the end of correction, and it truly is so. Then, to the extent that I have a corrupt ego, how much of it is in me corrupt? And I see this vast world with an infinite number of details all corrupted. I see that how everything was created from me. So, despite of how I see it, I need to imagine that everyone is in the end of correction, that there are sparks of holiness in each and every friend, let alone, well, I'm not even talking about the world, because I didn't reach a state where I can justify and connect with everyone in the world. But at least with respect to the 10, we have to say that this is how it is. And all that is there in front of me are complete righteous. And I see in them my own flaws. And consequently have to correct myself until they all stand in my heart completely, fully. That's what he says. You should know that there are many sparks of holiness, and when you assemble all these sparks together in one place as brothers with love and friendships, then certainly I reach my end of correction, meaning I have no need for going out and starting to pick into the world and look for more places where I can correct myself. There is no other place, but only in bringing myself to a complete vision when I see all the friends fully, wholly, according to my level of correction. And I have to correct myself so they would all appear to me as corrected.
Kindness will be extended over Israel.
Meaning, from the beginning of the assembly of the friends, throughout the assembly, all the way through the assembly, we have to check how much are we coming closer to connecting in one desire, to one goal, all of us together, and more, how our common heart is growing warmer and warmer until we desire to reveal in it the upper level. Meaning, if I see the friends as much better than me, I don't regret it. I'm happy that that's how I see it. How can that be? Only on the condition that I love them. Like with kids. If from this love we... As a result of our love to them, we see that they're better from us, and we get pleasure from it. So how do we come to a state where a fire will burn in us because of our friend's canopy, a screen of reflected light from his work above his will to receive? How do we see, how do we look at it and envy it with a good kind of envy? So it pulls me to the same degree. If it's a bad envy, I want to bring him down. And a good envy is I want to rise up to his level. So how do we aim ourselves in this way? Go ahead. Read it again.
Number 4. One should depict his friend as serving the Creator more than him, and author's envy will increase wisdom. By this, he will grow increasingly in the work of the Creator. This is the meaning of each one is burned by his friend's canopy, from the word fervor. By seeing that his friend's canopy is bigger than his, a fire will burn in him, and his soul will further ignite toward the work of the Creator, and he will attain more attainments of godliness.
How do we come to a state where I have good envy towards each and every friend? Typically, when I look at everyone, I'm not doing so bad. I agree with what is. I agree to stay in it. There's a gap between me and them. They're a little less than me. I can relax then. Not that they're completely not... after all, I'm in a special society, right? But how do I come to a state where it's not each one flaws according to his own flaws? Rather, on the contrary, I see them as great, huge. And where am I? Maybe I can shake them up to take me with them. Do not forget about me. How can I do it? How can I come to such a feeling? How do we do it?
Serve them and love them.
So, if there's no love of friends in any one of the ten, maybe they start, or in general, there's nothing. So, such a period of time comes, or something, they have to act. They have to act it out. How do we act this love of friends? The heart for each friend is empty. There's no positive relationships. Just nothing. Average. Like people on the street. So how do I act the love of friends? What are you laughing about, Shamir? Is that so simple? How do I act out the love of friends? And each one should do it in the 10. Obligated. If you're not acting, you should get out of here. That's the extent to which we are demanding it, because there's no other choice. Without this game, we won't succeed. So how do we play it? Rav, why, to the extent that I act in love of friends, I get to see that everyone is already in the same quality.
See, of love of friends and bestowal. Rav, how do we depend on each other in acting out the spiritual quality that through it specifically we attain love? Let's say love. How much I don't have love towards the friends, but I play it, I play in it, and through that effort specifically, I attain the spiritual world. And by that, I depend on the friends, and the friends depend on me. And that means that we raise the returning light, our request. We raise it upwards. Through dependence on the friends, our vut with the friends. Go ahead. Why through this forceful revelation? It's not revealing revelation of love. It's the forceful revelation of love of friends, so to speak. By that, we establish the returning light and our whole approach to the Creator. And this is right now true to our state.
Relationship between the friends.
Rav, we learn that Tzimtzum Aleph, first restriction, is never cancelled. It doesn't pass. It doesn't go away. Meaning that we don't discover, a person is not truly shown his state. Rather, everything we have to do is done through faith above reason. This means that I always have to make an effort to exert, to yearn for something I do not attain. And I appreciate my longing and my effort and not my attainment. So showing that I yearn for love, and yearning for love is in my eyes more important than attaining love. Because if we had attained it in vessels of reception, it would all disappear. just like it happens in our world. Whatever you get, that's it, it's lost. The taste is lost because it's being neutralized. One thing cancels out the other. The pleasure and the lack neutralize each other. And so we work above reason, above attainment. We always long for love, and we don't attain the love, but rather we attain a greater yearning. And in that yearning, specifically, we find peace. And that's where the intensity of connection is achieved, is measured. That we don't attain the connection, but we each time want to attain.
Spirituality, that's what we see mutually.
Rav, how does our game become a prayer? What's the difference between game and prayer? And what is more effective, game or prayer? Rav, so if we realize that we can only be on one or two levels, either inside our ego or above with this game, with the playing, as if we are above our ego. So then how do we determine this kind of spirit in the group, in the tent? How do we set this attitude, this spirit, this atmosphere in our life in the ten, that we are either in the ego or in our play above the ego? How do we determine that? Please.
If I got it, you said that we don't attain love, we attain the yearning for love.
First of all, kli means yearning.
And we don't attain the fulfillment, but the yearning for the fulfillment.
We learn this from the wisdom of Kabbalah, that our fulfillment is yearning. As it says, they lied to themselves. Can you read it?
And the lie of the grace and the not emptiness of the beauty, meaning during the preparation, the grace and the beauty appears as wholeness and perfection after which he yearns and longs, but during the correction, when the land is filled with the knowledge of the Creator, then I've seen an upside-down world, because only the fear and the longing are the main wholeness that he yearns for, and he feels that during the preparation, they were lying to themselves.
So
we don't attain the revelation, but only the yearning for the revelation?
I would prefer not to get into that. It's our work. If the yearning for revelation is already a fulfillment, then the yearning for revelation is the kli. And then all the suffering, all of, well, let's call it suffering. All the suffering becomes sweet. This is called mitigation of judgments.
From this thing.
Spiritual attainment is attainment of my yearning to the Creator. I cannot express this.
And attaining the yearning for the Creator allows for what?
It enables you to build the image of the Creator based on your yearning. That this is what you want. I want to yearn. I want to love. Not to devour, to swallow what I love, but just to love. And as it says, and beware of reaching out to him. Read. Don't think there are things there that you know all of them. So, there are discernments, essentially, that relate to the Creator. It's in him, come and see, such concepts that we attain from not attaining them. It's one thing and it's opposite. It's a, read it so there's an impression.
Yeah, the right one. In the writings of Bala Sulam.
Read from the beginning.
The bright one, and from the heavens he shines, there within the curtain of the screen. The secret of the righteous is there made clear, and light and darkness shine together. How good it is to delve in his deeds, but beware not to reach out your hand for him. Then shall you hear him, and so will you meet him in the Tower of Might, the all-inclusive name. And you shall relish in words of truth to speak untainted words. And all you will see, your own eyes will see, and not a foreigner's eye.
Meaning there is something that nevertheless doesn't enter our vessels, but somehow we attain it, and we attain it through this, Marcus.
Can you answer the workshop question? You gave us what's the difference between a game and a prayer, and what works more, the game or the prayer?
The prayer, if it's just a prayer without a game, then it's an egoistic address. You know, everyone would want something, money, honor, power, knowledge, etc. If it is if it's a prayer that comes as a result of the game, then this is a correct prayer, because I know I'm praying for what I don't have and what I don't want. I want to bestow? No. I want to love? No. I do all sorts of games that basically lead me to this deficiency, and I'm aware of it. And it's not that I'm just, you know, I'm inspired and I cry, I want it, and so then the prayer comes after the game. And that's the true prayer, because I know that I pray for what I don't want. I don't lack. Yes?
Can you say that even that after the prayer it brings about a more advanced game?
Yes. Yeah. I heard what you were saying. It was correct. You have a good...
How can we turn an action of dissemination to a spiritual action? It has a beginning. It has an end. Some people take part. Some don't.
To me, it doesn't matter if there's a beginning or end. What's important is that there's someone, or a group, or the spiritual leader of the group, spiritual manager of the group, that decides that this is how it has to be, and I can subjugate myself, and to the measure to which I do not receive in my vessels of reception, according to my own rationale, and I subjugate myself, and I receive, I accept it above reason, I'm performing a spiritual action.
How does that contribute to the increase of the yearning?
It's simply that I build a spiritual clean. obviously. And I also learn from it how to relate to the spiritual matter, to the Creator, to everything. It's like I'm headed toward spirituality and the desire for it, and I have 1,000 doubts and obstacles. Eyal, you hear me? I don't believe you. And that's why I'm actually, I don't know, I'm happy. You have to understand, in spirituality, I'm happy that I have this collision, resistance, that I hate, that I don't feel like it in any way, and to the measure to which I can bend myself. This is my entire spiritual action. How could it be any other way? If it is according to the desire. If it's according to the desire, it's not spirituality. If it's against the desire, then against whose desire? My desire. According to whose desire? The teacher's desire. Then that's something else. Otherwise, if you take someone else's desire, I don't know whose, then you exchange a cow for a donkey or remain on the same level. But if you take the desire of the group in general or of the teacher, then that is already a spiritual action. And if he doesn't take it, then of course there will be no.
During the action of dissemination?
By working with everyone, and I know that the action itself, and I don't, it doesn't matter what action it is, like ones we used to build these boxes, you remember? Different things that even we did for free, but as long as we can do it together. If you weren't around then we did something like that. So we're happy about it. I don't think that people ran away from it on purpose, but it was interesting for us to work together in excitement and with singing. So the same thing has to be here. Whoever participated in that work can understand. Now, toward the Congress, we have many such things. Afterwards, we'll have Pesach. Afterwards, we'll have Sukkot. Different things. It's really to use such opportunities as much as possible to do group work. And that now we have a month left. This is a beautiful month, so it's excellent. Everyone has to see this as an opportunity. As an opportunity, otherwise it'll disappear. And you'll search for it, but it's gone. How will you again bring about these things? I do something else. Clean the entire building from top to bottom and back. There's enough to do. And different other such things. But the main thing is to do it together. Not that there's a certain designated group, and those have to write, and those have to do something else, and in the archive. No. Everyone does one work. And this is what this
we have to understand that.
And in addition, like you already said, that this is an opportunity for men. If you don't really have to watch your kids at home, to use this opportunity for dissemination.
No, I said that already, that this evening there's a special opportunity to go out to disseminate the men instead of the women. So I'm expecting all the men to disseminate and the women to be here. Yeah, truly. So, make an effort.